My name is Emily, and I am one of the assistant managers here at the Midwest Genealogy Center. For the staff display, I brought in a handful of handmade snowflake Christmas ornaments. These were made by my great-grandmother, Genevieve. I believe three of the snowflakes are crocheted, and the fourth one, the one with the kind of scalloped edges, is actually tatted. I actually don't have any memories of Genevieve. She passed away when I was about four, but I've heard a lot of stories. Stories about having watermelon parties out in their yard. They'd have all the grandkids over to eat all the watermelon out of their garden in the backyard and drag picnic tables together and make a big thing of it. Or stories about her making her own noodles, and so grandkids would come over and the kitchen would just be draped, you know, the chairs and the tables draped all over with these handmade noodles being hung out to dry. This was my dad's grandmother, so my paternal great-grandmother. There's a strong tradition of handcrafts among the women in my family. Quilting, crocheting, embroidery, all that is something I grew up surrounded by. My mother, both my grandmothers, aunts, and I've tried to emulate that in some ways. I've dabbled in crocheting and in sewing, but definitely not to the degree that they did. They were really talented and really, really impressive. That's one thing I really enjoy about these, and really they remind me of, is just these generations of women passing down these talents and these skills. I actually received these ornaments from my mother this year at Christmas time. She had actually stopped hanging them on our Christmas tree. They used to hang on our Christmas tree when I was a kid. And she had stopped hanging them up because she didn't like that they had yellowed with age. Whatever starch my great-grandmother used was likely like a homemade sugar starch to stiffen them, had kind of turned yellow over time. And my mom didn't like that. But that's actually what I like most about them, or that's actually what I really like about them, is the reflection of that age. When I look at them, they make me think of, you know, hanging on my tree growing up, hanging on my grandmother's tree, and just that line of women that used what they had to make their homes and their lives more beautiful. And I think something showing its age in that way, to me, just makes it more valuable and more interesting. So I really like them, and I plan on hanging them up on my Christmas tree for many years to come.